The people of Maine, through their state senate, have added their voices to the debate over Iraq. This past week, the Maine Senate formally called on the administration to allow weapons inspections to continue before considering any military action. If the Maine House goes along, the state will join more than 50 municipalities that have adopted similar resolutions. Maine Public Radio's Fred Bever has more.
The Maine resolution calls on President Bush to work with other nations during the crisis and to give the weapons inspections process more time. It also contends that the costs of war would reduce federal help for state budgets, which are swimming in red ink. But on the floor of the state Senate, many Democrats said it was the moral question, the need for peace, that was driving their support for the resolution. Democratic Senator John Martin said the first thing that came to mind was the funeral he attended for a cousin who died in the Vietnam War.
And the second was that one of the first students killed was one of my students from Fort Kent Community High School. And I remember going to that funeral as well. The last thing I want to see body bags returning to this country.
The resolution passed the Senate on a strict party line vote. But in the Maine House, some conservative Democrats took exception, and they too drew on memories of Vietnam. Representative Thomas Watson was a Navy pilot in that war.
It's not quite as bad as it was 30 years ago, when I had neighbors and friends burning the flag and protesting my very existence. But the message is damn close, and it's not a time we need to send one like that.
Watson represents the city of Bath, home to the Bath Iron Works, which builds destroyers for the Navy. He says defense contracts could be at risk.
We are seeking to spit on Superman's cloak. We are blacking the eye of a very vindictive administration and a man who bears a grudge and has a long memory.
But another Democrat, Raymond Pino, who led an army platoon during the Tet Offensive, says that experience taught him to value peaceful conflict resolution above all.
I've been in positions where we did that with guns and hand grenades and Claymore mines and Phantom jets, and it doesn't resolve anything.
Many Democrats agreed, but leaders are still looking for language that would nudge the measure away from the anti-war position and more toward a pro-diplomacy and pro-troops reading. That's okay with Senator Ethan Strimling, the measure's original sponsor.
I think for all of us, there are different reasons that we're stepping up, and some people that may be pro-peace, some people that may be anti-war. Whatever it is, we're calling on the president to use diplomatic means before he goes in.
Nothing requires Washington to listen to the states on foreign policy, but there is a long history of legislatures weighing in nonetheless. Dozens of cities and towns have adopted resolutions calling for a peaceful solution to the Iraq crisis, and there are similar resolutions pending in other state legislatures. In New Jersey, meanwhile, there's a resolution pending that supports the use of force. And just after the Maine Senate's action last week, Hawaii's House of Representatives formally called for multilateralism in the Gulf and raised strong reservations about a preemptive strike. Final action on the Maine resolution could come as early as Tuesday. For NPR News, I'm Fred Bever in Augusta, Maine.